From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. A new review of court records shows more immigrants are successfully fighting their deportation orders. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, the number has been on the rise since President Obama took office.
Nearly half of immigrants up for deportation won their cases last year. That's according to a new analysis by the Transactional Records Clearinghouse, or TRAC, at Syracuse University. The review does not say how many cases were later overturned on appeal. The rise began in 2009, and there's been no change in immigration law since then. But the Obama administration has called for discretion. It's directed authorities to focus enforcement efforts on immigrants who pose a threat to national security or public safety. Mr. Obama has repeatedly called for a sweeping overhaul that would legalize millions of immigrants, but Republicans have blocked such proposals in Congress. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
A report from Reuters says the European Union has decided to postpone negotiations with Switzerland on its participation in multi-billion dollar research and educational programs. The move follows a referendum in Switzerland last week that calls for a temporary limit on immigration from 8 Eastern European countries and cancels a planned labor pact with Croatia. The fundraising platform Kickstarter says that hackers breached its cybersecurity and accessed some computers from customer data last week. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the company says no credit card information was stolen.
In a blog post, Kickstarter CEO Yancey Strickler said that they were alerted that hackers had sought and gained unauthorized access to some of the platform's customers last Wednesday. The accessed information included usernames, email addresses, phone numbers, and encrypted passwords. The company says no credit card data was accessed. 5.9 million people have pledged money to the site. The company suggests that users change their passwords. Kickstarter says that the breach has been closed and that it has beefed up its security measures. It is working with law enforcement officials to figure out just who the hackers were and how they accessed the information. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Two skiers who went missing after an avalanche southwest of Denver yesterday have been found dead. Susan Matthews of the Lake County Office of Emergency Management says it was difficult for search and rescue teams to reach the missing skiers.
They had beacons on, which really helped a lot. The terrain there is extremely steep. There was a safety team out this morning who made the determination whether or not the ground crew could even get up safely to retrieve the two persons that were missing.
Officials say three other skiers are hospitalized with injuries. This is NPR News. An aftershock from the earthquake that shook a large part of South Carolina and Georgia on Friday has been reported. The U.S. Geological Survey reported a 3.2 magnitude trembler this afternoon in Edgefield County, just a few miles from the original 4.1 quake. There was no major damage to the state's infrastructure. At the Winter Olympics in Sochi, ice dancing duo Merrill Davis and Charlie White are leading after the short program. NPR's Tamara Keith reports their closest competitors are 2.5 points behind.
Davis and White have been skating together for 17 years. And as White said at a post-performance press conference, having each other helped with the Olympic jitters.
We were really in the moment enjoying it. You know, I don't think either of us was really thinking about pushing, really, but rather enjoying it and enjoying each other's company out there. So it was really special for us.
White and Davis won silver at the Olympics in Vancouver 4 years ago. The ice dancers who got gold that year, Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer from Canada, are in second place here in Sochi after the short program. These two teams actually train with the same coach, and although their rivalry is strong, they say no one understands what they're going through better. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Sochi.
Workers in Los Angeles have broken the world record for the longest continuous concrete pour after 18 and a half hours. They are laying the foundation for the tallest building west of the Mississippi. Guinness World Records officials say workers poured 21,200 cubic yards of concrete, beating the existing record of 21,000. This is NPR News.